From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. He was on the run until he wasn't. And Thursday, 28-year-old Zachary Cordell Harrison was arraigned on a first-degree murder charge. His lawyer entered a plea of not guilty. A November 7th court date will likely be the day a trial date is set. In the meantime, Harrison remains behind bars in lieu of $2 million bail. Harrison is accused of shooting and killing Robert Holtzclaw as he sat in his pickup on 6th Street in Alder Point. A man charged in a domestic dispute earlier this week, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a residence on the 300 block of Thomas Road in Miranda for the report of a gunshot victim. When deputies got there, they found a woman with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds and other injuries. The victim transported to a local hospital for treatment. Upon further investigation, deputies determined the incident to be a domestic violence-related incident. The suspect, 31-year-old Michael Lee Russell, arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Jail on charges of inflicting corporal injury and violation of probation. His bail set at $50,000. Well, this week, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office launched a new records management and computer-aided dispatch system, joining some other local agencies to provide Humboldt County citizens with increased transparency, also more efficient public safety services. RIMS Records Management will allow the Sheriff's Office to increase efficiency when processing community requests. The system also provides more comprehensive data, allowing deputies to better track and address problematic areas of the county and help coordinate communications with other agencies. Well, they claim they were legally transporting money from LA to Humboldt County for clients, but two former Del Norte County, California Highway Patrol officers who are now licensed marijuana distributors were arrested in Fresno. The arrest coming earlier in the month, authorities found the pair with more than $200,000 in cash plus two concealed loaded handguns. According to a CHP press release, Eureka-based business owners Richard Berry and Brian Kleeman of Wild Rivers Transport were driving northbound on I-5 when on two separate occasions in the same night, a Central Division CHP officer pulled over their Chevy pickup for code violations. During the second stop, the officer requested backup and searched the men's truck, finding the guns and bags of cash. Well, as of today, PG&E is using a helicopter to patrol electric lines in northern Humboldt County, part of vegetation and safety work, in order to look for vegetation near electric lines in high fire threat areas, including Bridgeville, Willow Creek, and Hoopa. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.